Every moment of our experience is arising based on conditions that are so vast. Everything that has happened in the past has, in threads near and distant, contributed to this moment. It may sound a bit trite or something silly or something, but quite literally, I believe, each moment of experience that each person, each one of us is experiencing is an expression of the universe unfolding. It's not about us. The vastness of the conditions. And in this moment, a being is experiencing an arising of something. Maybe something pleasant or unpleasant. Maybe something challenging or beautiful. And the fact of our consciousness aware of this moment's expression, that too is just conditioned by the vast web of causes and conditions that we are conscious. The universe is conscious through us, maybe. It feels awesome to me. This moment's experience is an expression of the universe. And that to me deserves respect. Whatever is arising, is an expression of our own conditioning, our own things that maybe are a little more personal but also has this vastness to it. And on both sides, our experience deserves honoring. The honoring of what's arising for us in the moment based on our own conditioning, the conditioning of the history of our families and our culture and our schools. When we're suffering, struggling, that's conditioned. And when we really open to, without resistance, open to the struggles, I think we'll often see that a part of that conditioning, a part of that pattern, is connected to our own wholesome, beautiful wish for well-being. It's just gotten confused. Fear, for example, so deeply connected to a wish for safety. A wholesome wish for safety. The fear is a confused response to the wish for safety coming up against the nature of experience as unreliable, uncontrollable. And so the fear is kind of bouncing back and forth between wanting the safety and being battered by the uncontrollability. And so the fear itself is painful, not helpful. But dismissing it and kind of thinking it's somehow wrong, also not so helpful. Another way to think about honoring these expressions of the universe is to kind of honor and bow to the threads that come together to and get confused, the threads that come together and get tangled up between love the wish for love, safety, the metta, and the truths. Love deserves honoring the truths, impermanent, unreliable, uncontrollable, deserve our respect and honor because the deep seeing into them can free the mind. And so the confused tangle, tangled up in love and wisdom, also deserves honoring. And that very honoring of it seems to allow the tangle to untangle. It also deserves honoring simply because it's an arising. This amazing expression of the universe. An arising. A consciousness knowing and arising. How can we take that for granted? We do. But it's amazing. Every moment, amazing. This kind of honoring really, it supports the conditions of freedom. It is a flavor of love itself, I think. Honoring, bowing to, and arising. And as if an arising is a tangle, sometimes we can also experience the kind of the freeing up of the love and the wisdom tangled up in that. As it untangles. It's like the energy of love is released. And the wisdom lets the suffering go.